Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everybody, I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. Jenny had a coughing fit before we started recording. I'm going to imitate you.
Go ahead.
This was you. I'm going to be fine. And we were like, do you want to record out? We'll like push it. No, I'll be fine.
So I sound like a sheep with tuberculosis. All right.
Yes. Yes. A sheep with tuberculosis. Precisely.
Listen, I have had fucked up allergies ever since I went to Florida. I was in Florida for about 10 days not long ago, and it was raining a lot. It was miserably hot and humid. And I really do feel like I'm allergic to Florida because every time I go back, I have a sneezing fit. And even before, like when I lived there for 28 years, I was always taking Claritin, Benadryl. It was terrible.
Like you were doing terrible. All them poppers.
Yeah, it was really bad. And when I moved to LA, my skin cleared up, my allergies cleared up. And so what happened is like I had a horrible sneezing fit attack the day before I flew back to LA at my best friend's house in Orlando. It was so bad. I had to buy like a bunch of shit from CVS just to get me through that day. And then I got home. Then I had a sore throat. Like this cough has not gone away. And it's not COVID because I got tested 1,000 times, including multiple PCR tests at the Disney lot for work. So, you know, I think it's just some shitty allergic reaction to Florida.
I am allergic to probably 97% of places.
Damn.
I can't tell you how many times I've Instacarted just 3 things of Benadryl. I don't know what it is. I didn't know that we had this in common. For me, I don't know what life is like without my body perpetually doing a coup d'etat against itself. I don't know what it is. I wake up. I usually wake up congested. I go to sleep sneezing. I thought this was what life was normally. And then I've met people that like don't suffer every day. And you know what? It shows. It shows. I was packing. I spent the last couple hours like unpacking because I went to see family and then repacking because I'm off to Italy. I'm going to Italy for 12 days. And I love summer. I love traveling. I love vacation. I mean, there's two different types of summer. There's summer when you're a child or a student, and then there's summer when you're an adult. And summer when you're an adult, it's just it's you have the same life except it's hotter. Unless you take,
that's the best description of summer for adults.
It's the same, but hotter.
It's the same, but you're just hot as balls.
You still got to go to work. You still got to do all these things. Like, no, you're not going to a new grade.
And you just smell worse.
It's just precisely.
You smell worse. You're perspirating.
I remember looking forward to summer so much as a kid because it felt almost like a transition moment in life. Like it was like, oh my God, we're closing a chapter of a grade or, you know, of a year in college. We're putting that away. We're going to enjoy these next few months. Go travel, relax, go to camp, and then you're going to start real life again. It felt like a pause in real life, you know?
It did. It definitely felt like a transition because I would write in my diary, even though my ADHD ass could never really keep it going. But it was always like one page I would fill out at the beginning of every summer. It's like, it's summer, and today I'm going to my best friend Jesse's house, and we're going to barbecue and go in our pool, and then that was it. So I didn't document the rest of my summer, but I remember writing like how excited I was to start the next year. And for some reason, I always thought that my nerdy, ugly ass was going to fucking become Cher Horowitz the next year.
Oh, like this was going to be the transition year.
Like every year, this is going to be the year. I'm going to buy a feathered pen,
yeah,
and it's over for you bitches.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so popular and cool.
I'm going to come back and it's going to be
never
a complete... No, no. But it's interesting because I feel like summer has a bit of this narrative to it of the moment where characters in movies and film and television go through massive transitions. And I will say this, like, I do remember so much of my summers very, very clearly and very distinctly. And a lot of my summers were very, like, geared towards Venezuela and spending time with my family back home when I was living in the States. And then other summers were more, all right, we're going to take a trip. My parents want to take me out of my comfort zone, even though they take me out of my comfort zone every day because they move me every 2 years, but whatever. And then there's the more American summers that I spent. And I feel like every single experience really taught me completely different things. Did you go to camp, for example?
I did not. I went to Camp Abuela's house.
Mm.
That was my camp. I think it was a mix of like, they couldn't afford putting me in camp, but also I don't think they felt it was safe. It was some kind of American bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, eso es para los americanos, que se meten ahí en el parque. You know, it's dangerous. And my mom's like, who needs camp when you've got abuela and abuelo?
who needs zip lining and lakes when you can just have some rice and beans and chilling on a sofa covered with plastic?
literally, that was very accurate to my summers. Oh my gosh, there was a point in time where my grandparents didn't even have working air conditioning. It was just like the little AC units. So me and my sister were always like in Blooming with little tank tops.
Schwitzing.
Oh my God. Fucking hot as balls, mosquitoes, my grandma fucking swatting them every 5 seconds. The smell of like frijoles coming from La Olla de Presión. My dog Campeón, who wasn't allowed to be inside the house, outside, pobre. And me just listening to my grandfather hearing Radio Bambi and fucking, like, me watching PBS. I don't know. That was most of my summer was just me in my grandparents' house while my parents worked. And me and my sister just playing pretend. But I did spend time with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, my best friend Jessie lived nearby, but because she's a white girl, her parents let her come over my house in a fucking Razor scooter. Those Razors. And so, yeah, I had friends come over and, you know, we'd have fun, but I have zero idea what camp life is like. So enlighten me.
Oh my God, Jenny. I went to every camp under the sun.
Oh my God.
You say a word and I've done it. Zoo camp, I did it. Space camp, I did it.
Fuck yeah.
Sleepaway camp, I did it. Nerd drama camp, I did it. Science camp, I did it. My parents were all, they were working, they had to work through the summer, and my siblings were 7 and 8 years older than me, so they were off to doing other things, and I was just alone, you know? So my parents would feel bad, because we lived in the States, we didn't have family around, so their consolation prize was, oh my God, we signed you up to camp. And there was nothing I hated more than camp.
Really? Even though you went to so many different kinds?
I think the only camp I really loved was zoo camp because I loved animals. And I did like drama camp, but I hated any form of sleepaway camp.
Ooh.
My parents kept trying to send me to sleepaway camp. And I remember watching The Parent Trap and being like, oh my God, I think I'm going to love it. Maybe meet my twin. And then I would get there and I would get like horrific mamitis. I'd get such horrific mamitis. I'd be like, why are my parents paying for me to stay in a log cabin and have me like pick herbs from the ground and cook my own food? Like, what is the point of camp? I hated it. I hated camp. I know this comes from a very privileged perspective, but all I wanted to do was just hang out with my parents or with my family. And so I remember one year my parents were like, okay, you hated Valley Mill Camp. I called it Valley Kill Camp. You hated this other camp. You hated this other camp. Like, what do you want to do with your summer then? And I'm like, I take me home to Venezuela and just, I'll be there. And so my parents sometimes would just send me, and I'd spend like 6 weeks or 2 months when I lived in the States in Venezuela in different family members' houses. But the most memorable camp experience I had was a merge of two worlds because... So I don't know if you know this, the concept of camp was actually created in the United States in the like Victorian era. Because in Victorian era, like the 1880s, there was this like belief that there was a lot of like moral and like physical benefits to being outdoors.
Yeah.
There was this like veneration of the outdoors. So camps were created in the States. It doesn't surprise me either because I feel like everyone was working and they had to like ship their kids off somewhere, you know? It's so American to be like, I'm just going to ship my kids off for 2 months. I'll pick them up after, you know?
Yeah.
But the most memorable camp I went to was actually an American style camp in Venezuela.
Interesting.
In Los Llanos de Venezuela.
Why was it American styled?
Because it was like the owners were like, oh, we want an American style camp in Venezuela, like with the log cabins.
Okay, so what makes it uniquely American style camp versus a Venezuelan camp? Is it the log cabin?
Dude, I feel like Venezuelan camps would be like, ay, no sé, métete ahí, debajo de ese árbol y no sé, bueno, jódete, tomemos ron. I don't know. It's like not structured. Do you know what
I mean? So basically a Latino kid's birthday party.
Yes, I feel like that would okay. be a Latin summer camp. So this summer camp was like all of the iconic American camp things. So like archery and horseback riding and all these things, but in Los Llanos de Venezuela. Los Llanos de Venezuela are the plains of Venezuela. It's an incredibly dangerous place.
Jesus Christ.
Like, spiders and venomous snakes and all this stuff. And also, like, my cabin wasn't ready when I arrived, so we lived in a tent with no bathroom for 2 months while I was there. And my parents shipped me off there because they thought I was becoming too Americanized, and so they said, all right, let's de-Americanize her in an American camp in Venezuela. And I arrived and I got bullied like you have no idea.
Aww.
So my parents like dropped me off. Y yo empecé el campamento hablando así un poco. And then when my parents came to pick me up, like 2 months later or whatever, I was like tan. I was mad. And I was like, ¡eh, qué lo que loco! ¡Está acá estoy, papi! ¡Mira, me va a buscar, no joda! Like, I became a completely different person. And they were like, whoa, this transformation really worked.
God.
And I was like, all the bad words. I learned everything. Oh, my God. That for me was, I think, one of the most iconic summers where there was that massive transformation we were talking about earlier, where it did feel like a film. Because the Joanna that went in, this little chubby, pale, you know, Boston prep school girl that was like bullied at the beginning, became like this very lacra, like suave tan. I was so sunburned. I looked like a fucking crab. And I thought I was the coolest. And I felt like good about myself. I felt like I really did learn and I was taken out of my comfort zone and I had to like make it work for me. But that's like not a usual experience, I'd say.
Definitely not that. Like, hey, I did an Americanized summer camp in the plains of Venezuela. That is definitely a very unique experience.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Because for the most part, I feel like when you think of camp, summer camp, you think of Parent Trap, right? And even recently, my friend's husband made me watch a movie called Meatballs starring Bill Murray. And there's like a whole freaking series of films based on Meatballs.
Yeah.
And the first one came out in 1979. Mm-hmm. And it's like this all-American camp. Like, again, log cabins, very woodsy, you know. Think about summer camp in a place like Miami.
No.
It's not very American. Like, there's no, again, we only have the one hill, which is in Tropical Park. And even that is kind of off limits for the most part because there's a lot of Santeria sacrifices at the top of that. But it's real interesting and real educational, I guess. But that's all we have. So there's none of that. And so I have friends that when I was in high school, they got like a side job, you know, to work summer camp. So I would kind of visit them at work. And that's the only time I ever got to see what summer camp in Miami was like. And it was just kind of miserable. I mean, it's like, again, it's like hot and humid. And it's like usually at this like shitty recreational park, some area, like they didn't really do much. It was weird. Maybe it was just that one that was freaking whack. But like they would just like play on the playground and go inside and do like arts and crafts. I'm just like, I could do that in my abuela's house. And at least there I have like every tree at my disposal, like mango, aguacate, mame, guayaba. And my grandfather would teach me like botany.
Honestly, yes.
And I'd be like, okay, that's my summer camp. You know, like my abuela would teach me kind of how to cook. And then my abuela would teach me like about how to tell if an aguacate is ripe enough. Mm-hmm. And then me and my sister would just make performances in the sala. So that was our theater camp, you know what I mean? Like, so we had like theater camp, we had, I don't know, like we would watch Miss Frizzle every day, so that was like kind of like space camp, science
camp.
Yeah,
you did it all.
We did it all at abuela's house. And then the only thing truly educational that I did is like read books for, you know, the beginning of the year book reports that you had to do, your summer reading. But that was it. Everything else was just up to my imagination.
I mean, I feel like when I think about the happiest summers, I would definitely say it was when I spent them at specifically my maternal grandparents' house in Venezuela. It's kind of mm-hmm. like how you described, where my grandfather and I would go swimming, and then we'd walk in the backyard, and then he'd show me how to make batido de guanabana, and then mm-hmm. we'd talk to the parrots, and then like, you know,
talk to the parrots.
Yeah, they had.
That's
a lot
your
of
zoo camp right there.
That's my zoo camp, and honestly, it did. I remember those moments way more than any moment in camp, other than the wow. bullying situation that made me transform. But I will say that I found it to be like significant in the creation of my identity and also in maintaining my Venezuelan identity while I was in the States, was these summers where, okay, maybe I'd go to space camp for like 3 weeks and then my parents would take me to Venezuela and I'd be there for like a month. And I'd say that month in Venezuela would almost like charge my cultural battery up mm-hmm. for me to like be in the States for the rest of the year.
That's really cool.
You know, but you know, you had that at in your neighborhood because you lived in
it's Miami.
Yeah,
like
it's Miami.
It's just fucking it's Miami. You know, it basically is the Caribbean and all of Latin America. Though I will say like. That's when my parents would take advantage and we would do like little summer vacations in Florida. I think that's like one of the plus sides of living in a place like Florida during summer is that you've got so many different locations to go to for summer vacation. So
yeah,
because my dad used to work for a company called Interval International, which he would sell timeshares. So we were very lucky because we would get access to resorts for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was a very lucky aspect of my childhood is that my dad got these places for free because of his job. So we would always go to like, even if it was Fort Lauderdale, like a kind of like a weird little staycation, but it was like in a really nice, like big resort. Or we would go to Cocoa Beach or Naples or Marco Island or St. Augustine. We were always going somewhere. And obviously there's Orlando and the parks. But for the most part, though, we spent more time in these more beachy towns, staying in one of the resorts, and just we were always at the beach. Always, me and my sister were always at the beach. Like, that was a big part of my childhood, was just getting ear infections from, like, the pool and trying to do handstands and, like, what is it called? Like, boogie boarding? I'm forgetting the name.
Yeah, boogie boarding.
Boogie boarding. Like, I was obsessed with boogie boarding because they had great waves, especially, you know, by Cocoa Beach and Marco Island. And then, like, going to, like, Ron John's surf shop and all the really tacky Florida, like, tourist traps through, you know, as you go up there, and you can buy, like, a salt and pepper shaker that looks like a pair of tits, and you can buy a necklace made out of crocodile teeth. Because Florida, that is literally, like, it's the embodiment. It's, like, this just tacky tourist, like, playground, and we got to play in it.
I want to go to there. I want to go to there. What am I saying? I want to go to that?
I want to go to that.
Well, I feel like there's always this, as we've been saying, summer, and what I've been trying to sort of instill in my adult summer is like, okay, let's make core memories in a place that we're not used to. Let's escape, maybe not modern life per se, but like, let's escape life and try and figure out an intermission where we like really not only have fun, but we like evolve and change. And I think that's why there's so many stories, and as I've said, like, so many movies and film and television around this time. It's like, it's kind of like mystical. It's like summer's here. You're not going to see the people that you see every day for a little bit of time. So this is your chance. This is your chance to really become someone new, to really maybe have a, like, I remember always wanting a summer boyfriend. I don't think I ever had one, but I always was like, this is the summer. This is the summer I meet a boy in a hotel and we fall in love and spend 4 days basically just in a torrid love affair, and then he has to go back to Ohio and I have to go back home. I always thought that was going to happen to me. It never did. But there's all these like glamorized, romanticized stories of this time. And as we look back, like, as I'm hearing your stories and I'm hearing mine, yes, they're like really beautiful memories, but none of it like what I was told it would be.
Like, I mean, yeah, for me, the thought of going to summer camp is just torturous, mainly because I already had a hard time in school with other kids. I was like, I'm not about to get tortured throughout the like 2.5 months that I have to fucking chill and actually hang out with people I want to hang out with, you know? So I'm in a way, like, I'm kind of glad I didn't do it, because that would have been pretty insufferable. But I do think, like, I would have loved like a drama camp, you know, something with other weirdos like me, but not your basic like sleepaway camp. Or, and to be honest, I just don't know anybody who did sleepaway camp in Miami. I think it's because all the Latino, like, hella paranoid parents were like, no, eso no va a pasar aquí.
Sleepaway camp is such an American staple.
It is.
It is really like a testament to American culture. And it feels so much that way when you're bicultural. And I don't think Americans realize that, like, the concept of sleepaway camp and the concept of camp in general is so American. And for, you know, cultures like ours, where we tend to live near a lot of family, so family members can take care of us. We tend to have a lot of cousins, so a lot of cousins hang out together. We have grandparents that take care of us. Like, our summer camps are sort of encapsulated inside the family structure, kind of, you know? You don't need the camp. Americans need camp. Like, you need two incomes in this country. People move away from their homes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any family here in New York, you know? If I had kids, I'd have to, like, throw them in some type of camp. I don't know, whatever camp. Cement camp. I don't know what camps are in New York. There's no, like, nature here, you know? But I do find it interesting that I always hated camp.
Interesting.
Always. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I've much preferred adults my whole, well, not now I like kids, actually, but when I was a kid, I did not like kids because they were mean. And since I had to change schools, and like every 2 years, it was a new set of kids I had to like get acclimated to, camp was like doing that torture again. It was like, oh, I have to go by myself, go to camp, and then try to act cool and make new friends. And it's like, oh my God, it's exhausting. But I do think it did feed the way that now as an adult, I'm such an extrovert and I love talking to strangers, and I've been to weddings by myself where I don't know anyone, and I come out of it, it's like a mini camp, and I come out of it with friends. But I remember it being torturous as a kid. And like, there's this whole idea that camp and summer needs to be fun. And I'm a lot of my summers were fun. A lot of my summers were really difficult. Like,
yeah,
my science camp, like, there was this girl that hated me for no reason other than the fact that, like, my face looked like it did. She's like, I don't like your face. And then she tried to, like, fight me. And I was miserable. That was science camp, Jenny. Those are the nerdiest kids. I was studying meteorology.
That's a feat.
Can you believe that?
How did you manage to get bullied at science camp?
I don't know. I did it though. I did it. I got bullied in every camp.
Yo,
I went to.
You deserve a trophy.
Thank you. I was like, Mom, I want to go to science camp because I think this camp is going to be filled with really nice kids. I didn't even want to go to science camp. I was like, where are the nicest kids going to be? No. There was a girl called Ashley. Her real name is Ashley. She hated me from day one. Made my life insufferable.
Was Ashley actually a nerd, or was she also there? Was she forced there by her parents?
I think she was forced there by her parents because she was real dumb.
Okay.
She didn't pass any of her classes.
Okay, so she was definitely there by force. So I could see why she was like such a bully in there, in that atmosphere.
I feel like she's probably an assistant manager at a K Jewelers now. I don't think she's into science, is what I'm saying. You know?
I feel that.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
What I do wish we could do as adults is go back to... I would love to go to summer school as an adult. I did summer school my last 2 years of high school. I went to like 2 colleges and like took classes. And then in college, I would take classes at other colleges every summer because I was a nerd.
You're... fucking nerd.
That's why I got 3 majors. I didn't even try to do 3 majors in college. They were like, you have so many credits, why? And I'm like, oh, I love going to summer school. My friends are like in fucking Bali and I'm in NYU learning film theory that I already forgot.
I thankfully during elementary and high school never had to do summer school.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, because I already didn't like school. So the mere thought of having to keep going back to that shitty fucking place that I hated so much, and no. Like, no. I thank God I somehow coasted by and I still got decent enough grades and, you know, I didn't miss enough classes. I didn't have to go, because, mija, that would have been, to me, the biggest torture of life. But... In college, I did take summer classes because I want to get the fuck out of there as fast as I could. And but I did do a lot of theater stuff during the summer. So I was still involved. I was still auditioning for plays. That's how I met my husband. We met during a Miami-Dade College summer program, like a night
oh
of one
god,
acts.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
So I was
that's
very
where you met?
Yeah, that's where
your
we met.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that's your summer movie romantic comedy. There we go.
Well, we did actually. It's not our song, but it is of the era. That's when the song, oh my gosh, who the fuck sang it? It's like, this just can't. Oh, it was Justin Timberlake. It's called Summer Love.
Sing it.
Oh man. Na 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 summer love.
Da na da na 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 na.
You know what I'm saying? Got out. But
na 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 na.
Yeah. And that song was out during the time that me and David met and like fell for each other and stuff. So this is very me, but when it comes to something that I really love and I'm obsessed with, that's when I will dedicate my summer to. So, you know, once I started getting involved in like theater and drama team shit, like that's what I would do over the summer, is work on that stuff. But none of that. I'm not going to be taking no history class in July. I'm sorry, it's not gonna happen.
Oh my god. See, I would love it. I miss
it. But see, that's probably why you're more intelligent than I am.
I'm not more intelligent. I, you know what it is?
You know more things.
Maybe I know more things about certain things like history, but I'm a history major. So I'd hope that after all the money I spent, I know a little bit more about history.
Yeah.
I do, like, as an adult, I always try to, during the summer, have my own version of summer camp, which is usually me and my husband traveling to a place we've never been before and just like exploring it. And at the end of the day, I feel like that was what I liked most about summer, is getting out of your comfort zone and learning and experiencing things that you don't normally do in your everyday life and expanding your horizons. So I'm going to Italy. I'm going to Sicily. We're renting a car and we're driving around Sicily for 12 days. And I'm going to come back real big because I'm going to be eating pasta 24/7.
And now you can officially say, picture it, Sicily, 2022. You have to, Joanna. You have to.
Picture it, Sicily, 2022. There we go. I can't believe it. I can't believe that I'm like traveling in the summer. I mean, I feel like this is the first time.
That's great.
You know, we've been able to re-up this mm-hmm. adult summer camp situation. We've done New Zealand. We've done Greece. And now we're doing this, and we're just, and we don't go to like nice fancy stuff. No, we're like, all right, let's just rent a car and figure out where to go. And it's just, it's really nice and kind of a little scary. And that's what I like. I like living life a little bit on the edge, just a tiny bit on the edge. I have a GPS. It's not that we're getting lost, but maybe in my, you know,
but maybe.
What are you going to do the next couple of weeks? Well, I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to see your face for 2 weeks, Jenny.
Yeah, we're seeing each other in 2 weeks because we're going to be in San Diego.
Together. We're going to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes. We're there for different reasons. I'm moderating a panel for Disney for National Treasure.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I believe, is on Thursday. And then you're moderating. Well, not you're not moderating. You're going to be on a panel for the show that you're head writing.
Yes. Hamster and Gretel is going to be presented at San Diego Comic-Con. I think it might be Friday or Saturday. I think it's probably Saturday evening. We're both there with Disney, so we're probably going to be in the same hotel. And you're on the show, so you have to come to the panel and meet everyone.
Oh my God, I would freaking love that.
San Diego Comic-Con is like adult nerd camp.
It is. And it's in the summer. It's every July.
And it's in the summer, and people go and they like stay in the same places, and they have little badges and they have little lanyards, and it's literally camp for 4 days. And that's the type of shit I want to sign up for, you know?
It's a sleepaway nerd camp in the heart of the Gas Lamp District in San Diego. It is a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to cosplaying again in person for the first time in like 3 years.
Jenny, you're going to be like cosplaying and like in your garbs and costumes. And I'm going to be wearing khakis and a white shirt.
Very profesh. Very profesh.
I just don't even know how to begin. If I want to cosplay, who should I cosplay as?
You know who you can cosplay as? Who? You can cosplay as the new animatronic pirate on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why?
Her name is Red because she looks like an Irish barmaid. And
oh my God, that's me.
It's you, and her name is Red with 2 D's. And she's like this badass pirate lady because they replaced the very insensitive, like, oh, hey, we're going to human traffic a bunch of women. That's what it was for decades. And then they switched her out, as you know. And now it's this dope pirate woman named Red.
Oh, wow.
And she has red hair. And she has, like, this awesome red pirate lady outfit. And
see, you know what's interesting? I have enough enough of a difficult time just dressing myself in normal clothes to, like, go as far as to say I'm going to dress as another person is just exhausting to me. But I can't wait to see you cosplay. Maybe you should cosplay as your character on Hamster and Gretel on the day
too many... I'm just gonna actually I have cosplayed as Abuela at Comic-Con before, but she was like super Abuela. So she had like a cape with a letter A on the back and then like a chancla scepter.
Oh, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And I did, I remember, because it was, I was still working at MeToo, and so I made a video where Abuela would give pow pow to anybody who was cosplaying as a villain. So I, like, kicked the shit out of the Joker, out of Harley Quinn, out of Maleficent. Like, I was just, like, kicking all the villain ass as Super Abuela.
That's actually adorable. Well, we'll see each other there. We're going to be going to camp together at the end of this month. It's going to be great. And I hope that anyone listening who is going to camp or is taking their kids to camp or has never been to camp or will be going to camp, I hope you all enjoy your summer.
Yeah. Pretend that's like our little crappy signature at the back of your yearbook.
Yeah.
Like, KIT, have a great summer, GR8.
Wait, what's KRT?
KIT, keep in touch.
Oh, keep in touch.
I'm like, I'm not keeping in touch with you, Pablo. Like, you never talked to me the entire year. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you didn't even know what to write in my yearbook.
Also, kids are so dramatic. It's like, keep in touch and never change. It's 2 months. Like,
and
relax.
Never change. Oh, my God. That is a, oh, my God. You know what we should do? In a future episode, we should find a yearbook and read people's signatures in the back. Like, what
Done.
People said to us. In the back, you know, of your yearbooks.
I'm going to tell you something. I remember how I was in high school and the level of cringe that my senior page probably is.
My God, we need to share it.
That's the next episode. We need to read out loud what we wrote in high school and what other
people
wrote
Kepana.
To us.
Super Kepana.
Honestly, I'm going to hate myself even more. It's going to be great.
Really quick, though, this reminds me of like graduation from eighth grade and summer camp. The song my year was Vitamin C, Friends Forever. Unnecessarily dramatic, but I'm going to end it with the song.
Can we sing it together?
Yeah, let's go.
As we go on, we remember all the times
we had together. And as our lives change, come from, whatever.
Wait, is it, and as our lives change from whatever?
No, it's come whatever.
Oh, I've sung it wrong for 25 years or whatever it is.
We will still be friends forever.
How
okay,
funny.
This is why I'm never going to be a Disney princess, but it's fine.
The singing? Yeah.
The singing. I was not gifted with that.
Also, I think it's very funny because I remember listening to that song after my sixth grade graduation into middle school and crying and being like, yeah, I love you guys. I love you, Alexis. I love you, Jamie. Like, you guys, I literally don't know if they're alive. I don't know if these people are alive. Jamal, if you're alive, let me know. I don't know what any of these kids are up to anymore. I heard one of them's in rehab. I hope they're doing all right.
Oh my God, Joanna.
Like, literally, I don't know anything about. But I remember in that moment thinking that we were going to be friends forever. Wow. Oh, well. Well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. See you in 2 weeks, Jenny.
See you in San Diego.
Que Dios te bendiga, mija. Keep in touch.
KIT 123-143.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.